Vectorworks 2017, what can we expect? The architecture, engineering, and construction AEC industry is constantly evolving, so naturally its software needs to as well. Recently, Vectorworks announced the fresh new version of its Building Information Modeling, BIM, software, Vectorworks 2017. So what can users expect to see? Here's a look at what BIM designers need and what Vectorworks is introducing to improve the workflow. Stay organized. Vectorworks 2017 has introduced a bunch of new features to help BIM users get organized. Resource Manager. The Resource Manager and Vectorworks Funky Monkey Pavilion. Image courtesy of Vectorworks. One of the most notable features regarding organization in design is the Resource Manager. This is an all-new feature intended to help designers create, find, edit, and apply resources such as gradients, hatches, line types, render styles, and worksheets to projects. This will reportedly include the ability to browse resources stashed in multiple content locations, as well as all Vectorworks service select libraries. These libraries will require a subscription, though. Users will also have access to helpful search and filtering tools, including the ability to assign metadata tags to find resources quickly. Data visualization. The data visualization tool is one of the highlights of the new release and is designed to enable users to manage the graphics of smart objects in a design. The idea is that users will be able to color code objects based on parametric data to help convey information to clients quickly. Build it up. Of course, Vectorworks 2017 also has a few handy tools for building projects. Door and window object styles. As part of the perpetual mission to simplify BIM workflows, Vectorworks 2017 has a few tricks up its sleeve for doors and windows. According to the company, users will have the ability to create and edit given styles for a building project's windows and doors using the style pop-up. This pop-up will also enable users to open a secondary style window where all parameters for a given door or window will be displayed and easily edited. After saving a style, users can choose whether to set it to by style or by instance. If by style, all other components of the same type will be adjusted accordingly. Irrigation tools. Irrigation is a tool for Vectorworks Landmark, with which many users may already be familiar. Its main purpose is to help designers plan and optimize irrigation and watering systems for efficient systems. To do this, it builds systems using sprinkler heads, drip systems, valves, controllers, and more with either automated or manual placement. For 2017, irrigation has gotten an update in the form of the HydroZone tool, which will allow users to create zones of similar watering needs. Users will also be able to use built-in worksheets to analyze a water system's efficiency, interior elevation. If your project's interior needs to be on a different level altogether, this new tool might come in handy. The interior elevation marker lets users create four interior elevations bound by walls, which automates the process of creating interior elevations attached to markers. Slab drainage. Designing a flat roof to avoid water buildup is a draining task. One of the features of Vectorworks 2017 is a slab drainage tool, which lets users create modified slab assemblies to allow for drainage. Users can add drains to specific points, which automatically construct slight slopes in the slabs angled toward these drains. It's important to note that this tool will only work on slab objects, so if you're using a roof object, you'll end up all wet. Looking good. With an increasing demand for improved graphics and renderings, Vectorworks 2017 has introduced a few new features. Rendering. The first thing to note is that RenderWorks, which was previously available as an add-on for Vectorworks, is part of the default packaging now. This will come in handy when pulling up photorealistic renderings for your next solar study or big presentation. Virtual reality and WebView. Virtual reality, VR, holds a huge amount of potential for the AEC industry. After all, it makes for much easier design communication if a client can see and wander around a design rather than try to figure out CAD or 3D PDF views. Vectorworks 2017 will incorporate this workflow with its VR and WebView features, which will enable clients and collaborators to view models in 3D using any device and without additional hardware. Users can export Vectorworks models to the cloud using WebView, which will generate a link that clients can use to see the project on any browser, including tablets, laptops, and phones. Currently, the English version of the software is available. Vectorworks has announced that 10 more languages will be released within the next few months. There are plenty of other new features and updates for Vectorworks 2017, so check out the website to learn more.